Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and find me at David Dundee on those social media networks. That's DAVIDDONDE in the podcast on fmr.co.za. Fair warning is being given. This is the first in a series of shows on how to make your work setup, well, work, at least technology-wise. I'm referring, of course, to the stack of tech that you use to get stuff done and what I use and why I've chosen what I've chosen. In some cases, I have two solutions, one for my home office and one for my office at my office. I lay out what I use and why and get specific in future shows about the exact details, one or two devices at a time, with, of course, the logic behind my thinking. Often it makes sense, mostly I'm right, and sometimes I'm stubbornly wrong and, like all of us, living with my cockamamie decisions in a vain attempt to justify bad choices, just like life. Okay, first off, my confuser. I have the cheapest MacBook Air from a few years ago, the M1. It does all I need. I actually had a Pro of the same era and swapped down for portability when I realized it less did exactly the same in my case. That leaves me with near zero screen real estate, so at home I have an awesome Samsung 34-inch curved widescreen that connects via USB, and I have a Unitec hub to leave a load of wires permanently plugged in. I only need the hub because of the tech review work I do, constantly plugging weird things in and out. I pretty much ignore the native Mac screen when at home, as the 34-inch screen takes the entire vista in front of me. I hate mice, as moving them around takes up desk real estate. You end up using a mouse pad, and I love trackballs and trackpads. And here, I am adult. As I record this on my Shure MV7 mic on a no-name brand, Boom, I'm using a Kensington wireless trackball. Brilliant palm and finger ambidextrous scrolling. Sadly, it's hard to scroll left and right on it. It has a dial for up and down. So this is in my why do I persist category. I'm also using a Logitech K780 keyboard. I love this more than any Apple keyboard, and it has a full numeric keypad and great feel. It also holds a phone or tablet in a sort of gutter at the top of the keyboard and can be switched between devices with hot switches, which is, I must admit, a feature I rarely use. The screen doesn't have a built-in camera, although it does have speakers, so I have a cheap HD Microsoft camera clipped on. The Mac screen is far too far away to conference call and use my big screen, and I hate not being seen looking at the people I'm talking to. Eyeline matters. I top that off with a set of noise-canceling headphones, these from Poly, and they are the V-Surround 80s. I've reviewed them in the past, and these are excellent, and they chose me rather than me choosing them, a perk of review leftovers. At work, it's a generic 27-inch screen via a clunky adapter and a cacophony of wires with a stand for my iPad. And the screen is on a boom, and my Mac is on the same twin boom stand. And here I use an Apple full-size keyboard and the magnificent Apple trackpad. If I'm honest, the trackpad is better than the Kensington trackboard for scrolling, but not for placing the cursor. I occasionally sub in a Logitech trackball that I love-hate, as the ball is thumb-operated, limiting dexterity and denying the trackball's party trick of spinning a ball with your palm to send the cursor skittling across the screen. It does allow me to scroll left and right in Windows in a way that the Kensington doesn't, though. I still prefer the Logitech keyboard, the one that I have at home, and I have amazing Bowers & Wilkins PX headphones that are now a few generations old and work just fine. If it ain't broke, don't replace it. And that's my setup. What's yours? If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za or at David Dundee on the social media channels, and of course the podcast on fmr.co.za. FM.